turn with me this morning to the sixth chapter of the book of Hosea. Take a few thoughts here this morning. We've been blessed the last couple of weeks with a lot of pretty color. They call it Mother Nature.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty fall. Some years we have a real pretty one, some years not, but it's really been pretty this fall around the house. We've been blessed in it. Sixth chapter of Hosea in verse 1, he said, "Come and let us return unto the Lord." That's a good start, isn't it? Lord is merciful in that he's always correcting his people. Chastisement. It's not joyous at the time, but it always brings forth repentance if the Lord wills it to do so. He'll work on it until it does, if that was his intention. Word never comes back void. Always does what it's sent to do. Back up in verse 14, he said, "For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion and as a young lion to the house of Judah, I will tear and go away. I will take away and none shall rescue him." And that is the mercy of the Lord, that he does these things. He's never let his people go, isn't that something? And all Israel shall be saved. A lot of confusion in that, but there's a lot of mercy in it more than that. The confusion is that people just don't want to believe the Lord. He said, "For he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up." Excuse me. That's the first thing that we see of repentance in the people. They understand that it is a chastisement of the Lord that has come. And then where do they look? The only place can. To him that can heal. By his stripes, we're healed. But he'll bind it up. After we've received the stripes ourselves, he'll bind it up. And then I think in verse 2, it said, "After 2 days, will he revive us?" Might not do it right away. It may take a whole lot of chastisement. It may take a whole lot of dealing with his people. But it's always in a positive manner concerning the Lord and his mercy. His hand is not short that he cannot save. Always looking to the welfare of his people. After 2 days, it may take a while. Talking about patience, man, go. Takes patience. Especially for the people of God. They need to wait and see the salvation of the Lord. After 2 days, will he revive us? And then the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. I think this also is a picture of Lord Jesus Christ himself when he was raised up with his stripes. We're healed. He suffered all those things for his people. But there's a message in it for us. On the third day, he raised him up. So the Lord is always merciful to his people. He said, then shall we know. And if there's a word here that needs to leave out, I think that it's got in my Bible, said if. But when I studied this a little while and looked at it, I said we need to get rid of that if that they've inserted there. Then shall we know, we fall on to know the Lord. His going forth is as prepared as the morning, and he shall come. Unto us as the rain, as the latter rain, and the former rain unto the earth. Won't just give them one and get stuff up, but he's going to see it to harvest. Gather it up. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is as the morning cloud, and as the early dew, it goeth away. It don't last but just a little while. So it must be that the Lord continues to chastise his people. Not let them go. Because it's their very nature that they'd go away. But the Lord, not that it happened, he's going to carry it to fruition, praying the latter and the early rain. In Psalms 130th chapter, a few verses here. Said, out of the depths have I cried unto thee. That's after they've turned. After the Lord's chastisement has come. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ear be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who just stand, was the answer, none. But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. So what does the chastisement bring back a man to fear the Lord, have a reverent respect unto him, and know that he is God? I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. And in his word do I hope. My soul waited for the Lord. We was talking about waiting, wasn't we? Being patient. My soul waited for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord. For in the Lord there's mercy, and with him there's plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities, and all Israel shall be saved. In Psalms, the 72nd chapter, Verse 1, he said, give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountain shall bring peace to the people in the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. Israel. Boy, there's a lot of confusion about Israel in our day. The preachers today don't know what to do with that old Israel over there. They just keep fighting and getting in trouble. And at one time they're preaching, oh man, they're coming on strong. Look at that. They've got the land back. Now it's all turning green over there. It's all goodness. No, they just keep on staying in trouble. But not the Israel that we're talking about here this morning. They're going to endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain on the mown grass. Come down softly, tenderly for his people. As showers that water the earth. That's a pleasant scene, isn't it? You ever been in hot, hot summertime, it come pretty shower. We was getting the cotton field and we'd wish for one of them little clouds come over and bring us a shower, man. In his day shall the righteous flourish and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. Gonna be seed time and harvest, what he's saying. Until the end, it's going to endure until the Lord takes it away. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, from the river unto the ends of the earth. So it's going to be showers of blessing. Back in Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter. Look at a few verses here. chapter 10, verse 4. For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt. You know, it's going to be far superior to the land of Egypt, the land we live from. From whence you came out, where thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with the foot, as a garden of herbs. But the land whither you go to possess it, it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. It don't look like that old Israel there either, does it? No, in the land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even till the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord our God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I shall give you the rain of your land in its due season, the early and the latter, the first latter rain, that thou mayest gather thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. And I will send grass in thy field for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. What mercy upon this people that kept turning away. They had plenty of warning. That's what this was here. If you will do this. But you know what? The old problem was they couldn't do it. It wasn't their nature. They couldn't do it. But the Lord did it for them, and all Israel shall be saved. He's going to give them the early and latter rain. Not in this land that he's talking about right here, but in the land that he has promised his people. The one that we just read about. It's going to get the rain from heaven. Over in the book of James. The fifth chapter. Verse 7. Go back to what we was talking about. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Here. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. What he's talking about it. When the Lord hath finished the work. So be patient. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. It's good admonition. Be patient. We have a problem with that sometimes in all things. We kind of want to get ahead of things and sometimes even fix it ourselves instead of waiting upon the Lord. And we continue to do that, and we don't have any patience except the Lord send the early and the latter rain. It's continuing on to do what the Lord would have us do. Worship him in truth and in spirit. Back in the book of Hosea again. Over in the 10th chapter. Verse 10, I guess it is in my desire that I should chastise them, and the people shall be gathered against them, when they shall bind themselves in two furrows. And Ephraim is a heifer that is taught and loved to tread out the corn. But I passed over unto her fair neck, upon her fair neck. I will make Ephraim to ride, Judah shall fly, and Jacob shall break his claws. It's going to be a continuous work. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. That's where we started back in verse 1 of 6. Let us go to the Lord. Paul often talked about judgment beginning at the house. And that's the same way with his people. Judgment begins at us. Said, let us go. So always let us go to the house of the Lord. For each time seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon him. But it's the Lord that does the work. That's what's wrong with the teaching today, is that you can do it. As a matter of fact, they teach it like this: Lord done all he can do. So it's left up to you. You need to do the rest. But that's not what we read this morning. It's the Lord that continues to do the work. When the people get out of the way, he chastises them, brings them back, and it goes back to that one thing, and all Israel shall be saved.
Mr. J.C. Philpott preached a message on that scripture beginning with the latter part of Hosea chapter 5 and going through that first part of the 5th of the chapter 4, you know, 5, and going through the first part of the 6th chapter. And I, at the time, God led me to that sermon, read it in one of the book of sermons of J.C. Philpott. I needed it greatly, and it was a great, very, very, very great help to me. So it's a good text, and certainly does speak of Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection. So this morning we rejoice in the fact that instead of deserting his people when we sin, he does chastise. And he knows how to do it to bring us to repentance, as J.T. has indicated, and also to cleanse our hearts from all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, right? He gets it all. He gets it out. And he knows how to save his people. And again, we know the dire warning: if you be without chastisement, it's because you're none of his. So thank you for that message today. And again, it's a consolation to understand that all Israel will be saved. Only God can make that promise. But if he makes that promise, then it certainly will come to pass. And we will see that. We're blessed to be able to look forward to that day. All right. Anyone have a hymn this morning?